Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. I just want to make sure, Mario Schultzky, right?
You got it.
Okay. Mario, again, from IdeaMensch. IdeaMensch.com is his website. He has a major social website that has a tremendous platform of all types of people that he's interviewed, inventors, entrepreneurs, just from the gamut, all different types of businesses. And when I was talking to Mario, besides him telling me about his funny socks that he wears, he also told me that he has a passion to help people bring their ideas to life. And really, that's what IdeaMensch is all about. So, Mario, from all the people that you've been speaking to, I'd like to pick your brain a little bit. So let's talk about the phases of being an inventor or of an invention. Maybe you could give us some tips on what you've learned from your experiences.
Well, you know, we're in a really interesting time, and what makes it interesting is that in the world of software and app development and technology in general, which, you know, obviously are huge industries in our time, one of the things that investors and strategic partners, distributors, retailers always tend to look for nowadays is validation, proof of concept. Yes, you can tell me, you know, what your idea is. You can, you know, tell me what the size of the market for that idea is. But what I really tend to want to know is, have you tried to sell it? And are people willing to pay money for your idea? So I think that, you know, the first step really is validating the idea that you have and, you know, making sure that it's a good one and that it's one that that people are willing to spend money on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very scary thing for inventors. I mean, I talk to a lot of inventors, and with a lot of inventors, it's almost, you know, they're scared to tell me what their idea is because, you know, they think that the only way that this idea can sort of, you know, make them money or be brought to life is, you know, if they are able to sell it to a big distributor or a big packaged goods company, et cetera. But the problem with that is that more and more the players in that world, they want to see a little bit of validation. They want to see whether or not the product or service can sell.
Okay.
So I think the first stage really is trying to validate your idea.
Okay, but Mario, you know, inventors do have a right to be concerned who they're fitting their idea out to. They should do some sort of due diligence before, just for everybody's sake, you know, and not have something come back to them later on with somebody that they might have told or what. Now, I'm not saying to, you know, keep it curled up in a ball and never get it out. It's important. I always, and I'm a big advocate also, you have to tell people in order to get it to the next level. You can't do anything is possible, but realistically, it's not the easiest thing to do by yourself.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a big dilemma because, and you know, there is a path to it. It also comes down to, you know, how many ideas do you have? So, you know, some people just have one idea, and if they only have one idea and they've had this idea for, you know, 6 or 7 or 10 years, and they're like, they finally sort of go, okay, I'm going to go do something with that idea, then, you know, naturally you want to protect that idea a little bit more than if you're the kind of person who every month has a new idea, and it's kind of that they want to pursue, and it's kind of like, you know, you're just testing, okay, that didn't work, next idea, let's try this. That didn't work, next idea, let's try this.
Right. I know you're pretty active online. Have you or do you recommend, obviously, when this is, and, you know, again, this is my opinion, but to have some sort of protection on your idea to get the feedback, what do you think about online surveys?
I don't really like online surveys because, to me, an online survey is very, like, hypothetical in the sense that it's not real, right? Like, it's somebody saying, I mean, I work in advertising. I do a lot of focus groups, and a lot of, you know, surveys, and it's interesting what people say oftentimes is a completely different thing from what people do. And with surveys, you get a lot of, you know, what people say, what people think they should answer. Whereas, you know, the more sort of real validated learning you can get, the better.
So do you think that traditional focus groups are something that inventors, entrepreneurs should consider, and how much do they cost?
Oh, they're expensive. I mean, there are better. There's, you know, online focus groups, et cetera, now where you can, you know, maybe do a focus group for a couple of $1,000s. I mean, I know for, like, you know, an advertising agency, when we do, you know, focus groups, you're looking at $10,000-$15,000.
Wow, but what type of scale? I mean, do you think there's any opportunity for an inventor? Well, I mean, it's all relative to, depending on how much money you have to spend. But do you think that that's a way to get a good gauge of the potential of a product? What's your take as an advertising guy?
I'm not a big fan of unvalidated marketing research. So I think it's, you know, Brian, to be honest, I think it's a venue to get some insight, right? But I've been in many, many focus groups where people said, I love this product, or I love this commercial. And when that, you know, and when that product hit the shelf, they didn't buy.
Okay.
So, you know, that to me is oftentimes the disconnect.
So what about the friends and family, the ones also that you trust and you expect to give you the most truthful answer? What do you think about that?
Well, I think oftentimes they do not give the most truthful answer because they are your friends and family. And, you know, I mean, if I look at my girlfriend and, you know, the way she critiques my writing, you know, it's like she tries to be very nice. You know, but I definitely think, you know what, like, I think it's really important to have a good network of people who you trust, mm-hmm. And who trust you. So maybe it's not friends and family, but maybe it's a group of inventors. You know, maybe it's two or three of you who get together once a quarter, sort of under, you know, mutual NDA and discuss your ideas. I think that's interesting.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. You know, I know a lot of people do that, and it's not too expensive, but it, obviously it's a good way to get gauge people's feedback, and through that, obviously to ask them how much would you pay for it, what could you see differently about it, right? What other things you think would make sense to ask?
I mean, I think all the things that you would discuss with other people, you know, how would you market it, where could you see yourself, you know, buying this, you know, what do you think about this compared to that? How important is this feature to you? You know, ultimately what it comes down to is a problem. Like, you know, whatever the product is, whatever the idea is, it needs to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. Some of the best ideas are ideas that solve a real problem, like a problem that is real to you. I'm going to give you an example. I interviewed a lady who had a dating website called To Date for Love. And the idea behind To Date for Love was, her name was Lauren, by the way, was that it was a dating website for people who couldn't have sex because she had stage 4 cervical cancer, survived it, but wasn't able to, you know, engage in those physical activities anymore. And she was a, you know, young, beautiful woman. And so that was her problem. She she couldn't meet any men who were willing to date her. And so she started this dating website that, you know, solved a real problem. And it started as her problem, which I love. And she, in a way, she solved her own problem. And, you know, obviously she did the research and she found out that there's a lot more people like her out there.
Well, it's the same thing probably why you came up with your website. And I could tell you, Mario, that's exactly the reason why I came up with Got Invention Radio. there wasn't this type of resource that was out there for inventors, so I wanted to create it myself to solve that problem.
And I love that. You know, honestly, those are the ideas that I fall in love with. And the more... You know, I mean, like, you know, and they're stupid. No idea is stupid, but, you know, there's a guy I interviewed. His name is Tom Stewart, and he came up with a salsa bowl. And you know when you eat salsa and you dip your chip into the bowl and then you push it up and then the salsa falls over the edge of the bowl because there's nothing that scoops it onto the chip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he invented a bowl that was sort of slightly bent inward. So when you scooped up the salsa, you know, the inward bend of the bowl scooped the salsa onto your chip. I love that. You know, he was probably in college when he came up with that idea, you know, sitting there with his buddy trying to eat salsa, and he got his on his new shirt, and he's like, I got to solve this.
There's a guy in one of my inventors groups who came up with a wing dip plate also. It's the shape of a wing, so it fits right in perfectly.
I love those kind of ideas. You know, my big thing is the more you can... You know what I would have recommended to Tom, for example, in terms of validating his idea is, can you take a picture of it, put it online, put it on a website, you know, don't make a big deal out of it, and just drive $100 worth of advertising against it, paid search advertising, buy some ads from Google, and just see whether people would be willing to pay money for it, even if you don't have it. You know, get an order, and... if you get an order and you don't have the bowl, send an email back and say, hey, you know what? Like, sorry, we ran out. I'll send you the bowl for free once it comes out.
Right. You know what, Mario? Help us to put that together in the next segment. Let's take it from scratch and bring it forward. So, Mario Schulzky from Idea Mensch on Got Invention Radio. Stay tuned for segment 3.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.
We all need to work on a healthier lifestyle. The stresses of the day take their toll, and if we lack a healthy plan and activities, it's even harder to be fit. To make it easier for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle and reach fitness goals, Better Bodies by Chemistry wants to work for you. Better Bodies by Chemistry is here to provide vitamins and supplements to support and improve your health at a great value. We help provide the tools where women can inspire each other to reach their goals. You can achieve a healthy lifestyle that is realistic no matter what your life encompasses. And with Better Bodies by Chemistry's products, you are assured of the finest quality at a great price. Learn more at BetterBodiesByChemistry.com.